Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is a chilly start to the morning, so grab your coats. Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff joins us live with more on the forecast. Danny, it is kind of freezy peasy.
It is. It's that time of the year, folks. 39 is our average low, and everybody below that this morning. There are some 20s around, upper 20s in some of the outlying areas. It all depends on if your wind has gone calm or not. You know, Anchorage, Alaska right now is at 36. And we're at 35.
Weird.
So, yeah, so it just depends on where you live, right?
The community will come together in Terrell this evening to honor a fallen hero.
A candlelight vigil is happening at Terrell Police Headquarters for Officer Jacob Candinoza, shot and killed in the line of duty this week. All week, people have been paying respects and sharing what memories they may have of him. That includes Candinoza's band director at Midlothian High School, Larry Doran. He remembers a funny, hardworking trumpet player with a servant heart and wasn't surprised to see Candinoza first enlist in the Marines.
When he finished boot camp, I remember him coming back and visiting the band in his dress uniform. And, you know, he was just so proud. And, you know, we were just so proud of him as well.
Duran tells NBC 5 he tries hard to keep up with his former students and that a tragedy like this shows him why it's important to do that. The candlelight vigil for Officer Candinoza is at 6 p.m. tonight at Terrell PD headquarters. From the 24-hour news center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Jay Chapa approved as Fort Worth's next city manager.
Fort Worth says it got 150 applications from across the country, but last week they named Jay Chapa as their finalist. The city council heard from over a dozen speakers who say after 25 years working with the city, Chapa is the right guy for the job.
If there is a challenge or a controversy, you want Jay on your team.
25 years we've been friends, and he's the guy I go to.
But not everyone was happy. Many of the speakers were angry that the city did not hold public meetings to get input on the candidates.
I don't rise to speak against your candidate. I rise to speak against the process.
Don't waste everyone's time and energy with this facade if you've already chosen a finalist from the start and then rush to vote in less than a week.
From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
North Texas Congressman Colin Allred delivers his farewell speech in Washington. He's leaving office after serving 3 terms. He says he's proud of what he accomplished.
We passed historic legislation that will help our North Texas and the country for years to come, from the CHIPS Act to the bipartisan infrastructure law, to the Inflation Reduction Act and the pandemic relief legislation that helps save our economy in a time of deep crisis.
Allred is a Democrat. He chose not to run for re-election this year. He ran for Senate against current Senator Ted Cruz and lost.
We could hear from the man at the center of the shaken baby death sentence by the end of the month.
There's a new effort to get Robert Roberson before a Texas House committee, this time on December 20th. Roberson was to die by lethal injection in October for the 2002 shaking death of his two-year-old daughter. But members of a House committee say it now appears the child died from a lung disease and Roberson is innocent. They issued a subpoena that temporarily blocked the execution. But with no new execution date in sight, Roberson attorney Gretchen Swen says there's no reason to stop the testimony.
This is a legitimate exercise of lawmakers' authority to seek this kind of testimony from someone in Robert's position.
Whether that actually happens is yet to be seen. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Inflation has hit families hard. Groceries are up 25% since 2019, leaving more people turning to the North Texas Food Bank for help. They're counting on us.
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you. Your KRLD listeners are fantastic. They're the best, and we know that they don't want their neighbors to go hungry.
We need your help. Visit KRLD.com, click Raise Your Hand, Virtual Food Drive, and just give what you can. You're going to see the icon there. It's got little red hearts and a hand. Every $10 donation provides 30 meals. Unbelievable. Let's make a difference together. Go to KRLD.com and click on Raise Your Hand.
DPS troopers have arrested a couple men from North Texas as part of a ring to steal $400,000 in Lego sets from different stores in four states.
Legos?
Yeah, Legos. They arrested Brian Fleming and Ladarian Anderson in Tarrant County last month. I mean, evidently, this is really lucrative. They're both originally from Lancaster. So the police say this Lego ring involves at least 10 people. It's been around for a couple years now. And the ring steals the Lego sets from stores, and then they resell them online. Simple as that. But it's been pretty lucrative, authorities say.
Legos are expensive.
Yes, they are.
They are outrageous, but don't steal them. That's not nice.
No, not at all.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The man charged with murdering the United Healthcare CEO is fighting extradition from Pennsylvania back to Manhattan, and he plans to plead not guilty. Luigi Mangione's attorney has 14 days to challenge his client's detention. His extradition could take weeks. Meanwhile, there are threats against employees of the McDonald's where Mangione was recognized and arrested.
This is clearly a very polarized case. We have received some threats against our officers in building here. We've started investigating some threats against some citizens in our community.
Now, little new information has come out about a possible motive, though writings found in Mangione's possession hinted at a vague hatred of corporate greed.
We're checking your money for the on-time experts. News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Here's KRLD business analyst David Johnson.
Hi, good morning, John and Heather. We've got a stock market that has spent most of the week looking for a direction. The Dow Industrials average actually has found one. I think it's been down 4 days in a row, but not particularly heavy selling. And indeed, the same kind of thing today. Seconds ago, the Dow looked down six. Right this second, it now looks up 7 points. That sort of a day. NASDAQ pointing higher again today by 56 points. The S&P average up 10. We do have some inflation numbers coming out shortly. This is the consumer price index. It is supposed to be up 0.3%. But if you look at the year-over-year number, the core number, that's the one we really watch. It's supposed to be up 3.2%, which would be down a little bit for the prior month. You take that and the producer price index, wholesale inflation that comes tomorrow, and that could be market moving. Meanwhile, we've got a lot of individual stocks that are moving out there. Walgreens Boots up 20% yesterday on a story they may sell themselves to Sycamore Partners and go private. U.S. Steel plummeted on the latest report that the Biden administration is set to put the kibosh on that deal with Nippon to buy them out. Macy's is sinking today. Stock's down 8%. Their earnings were okay. Revenues actually beat, but they're lowering their guidance for the full year, and that is a problem of sorts. Right this second, it looks like we've got a mixed opening coming on Wall Street. Interest rates are holding their own in advance of those inflation numbers. David Johnson, News Radio, 1080 KRLD.
Thank you so much, David. And did you know that Texas now leads the nation in hunger? Why is that? Well, North Texas Food Bank CEO Tricia Cunningham explains.
The average household in Texas, if you look at the same goods and services in 2021 versus 2024, they're paying about $1,040 more per month than they were just 3 years ago. And basically, the income has not gone up as quickly as these basic needs have. So we see many people that have never needed assistance before turning to food banks, even though their style of living has not increased. They've tried to cut back as much as they can, but they need some a little help right now.
Well, just think about this. Here in North Texas, nearly 664,000 people don't know where their next meal is coming from, but you can help today. Go to krld.com when you get to your office or wherever you're headed this morning. Click on the Raise Your Hand virtual food drive, and we can really help a lot of people this season. I mean, $25 will get 28 cans of canned meat. $35 will get you 45 cans of canned fruit. So this money goes a long way.
And I've got some really good news. Since we last talked, our total that we have raised this morning that KRLD listeners have donated, $2,225. We've jumped up by more than $1,000 just in the last 30 minutes, and we could not be more grateful to everybody named and unnamed who has donated, but some of those who have put their name by this, Diane, Jana, we've got a couple Johns out there, Lucretia as well. Thank you to each and every one of you who have donated this morning.
And let's just keep that number rising. I think we can get to $3,000 by 8:15?
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. KRLD.com. Just click on the Raise Your Hand virtual food drive. Well, today, Dallas City Council expected to vote on funding to create an international broadcasting center during the next World Cup.
FIFA already planned to place its international broadcast center in Dallas at the convention center. It all hinges on $15 million in upgrades. That's up for discussion and up for vote today. The IBC is expected to host up to 2,000 international broadcasters from late May through late July of 2026. But FIFA would have use of that convention center for about 8 months. Needed upgrades include adequate climate control and ensuring there's enough power sourcing. FIFA estimates a $2 billion economic impact of hosting 9 matches at AT&T Stadium, a 39-day fan fest at Fair Park, and the IBC in Dallas.
That's NBC5's Larry Collins reporting.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.